CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. White House officials are said to be reaching out to key Democratic Party delegates to shore up support amid calls from some top Democrats that President Biden step aside in campaign 2024. A handful of Democrats in Congress have called on him to exit the race. CBS's Major Garrett on what he's hearing from congressional sources.
More and more members will come out today, followed by more and more members, Senate and House members, on Friday. Many had been waiting for the NATO summit to end, not wanting to appear to do anything to undercut the American president at a time of deliberations with allies. Most members have come to the conclusion that it is time for the president to step aside.
Well, political analyst Amy Dacey says the turmoil about his candidacy since the debate has sapped Biden of the effort to go on the attack against Donald Trump.
The inability to do that for, you know, the last almost 2 weeks has been a challenge. And so I think there is the content of what's said and then to show people that he's up for this and committed and double down and moving forward.
The president hails the government report today on consumer prices. They went down a bit in June and compared to last year.
The overall inflation rate dropped to 3% from a year ago. Now, that's still above where the Fed wants us to be at 2%, but that's a huge improvement from the 9.1% we saw at the peak 2 years ago.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger. At least one death is blamed on surging flash floods in Vermont from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Residents in the hard-hit city of Barrie are rattled.
If this is something that's going to happen every year, then it's unacceptable. It's something that people can't thrive through and they can't survive through.
Houston's power utility says outages affecting hundreds of thousands from the storm will last into next week. Well, it may not be tax season, but CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us there's news from the IRS.
The tax agency says it's collected $1 billion in back taxes from high-wealth tax cheats. The announcement today coming as the administration seeks to show it's increasing tax fairness. The IRS is also seeking to prove it's making the most of increased funding.
Actress Shelley Duvall has died, known for her role opposite Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
He really won't go and live in that hotel for the winter.
Sure I do.
It'll be lots of fun.
Duvall had parts in other Stanley Kubrick films, too. She was 75. A friend who was her publicist says it was complications from diabetes. Wall Street's right now a mixed bag. The Dow is up 55 points. The S&P is lower, and the NASDAQ is down 348 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 37-year-old man was fatally shot by police near Cliffside Park after firing a gun during a standoff yesterday. State investigators are working on gathering all the details. Salmon Arama returns to the Racine Civic Center for its 50th year. The 9-day festival starts tomorrow with fireworks tomorrow night. Kenosha police are hosting a free family swim and water safety event tomorrow at the Washington Park Pool. The public event includes lifeguards and safety experts sharing water safety tips. Milwaukee is preparing for the RNC with road closures, which includes the temporary shutdown of the Hone Bridge. There's also long-term closures on ramps off 794 and 145. The RNC starts Monday. Racine's Harbor Market returns to Monument Square today at 4. It features fresh food, crafts, and live music. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers bounce back.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing 12-2 the other night, the Brewers came back and shut out the Pirates 9-0 thanks to a great pitching performance by rookie right-hander Tobias Myers. Man, home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Willy Adames on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
1-2 to Adames. In the air, left field, hit well. It is up and it is gone. Just inside the foul pole. Willy Adames with a three-run home run. Extend their lead to 9-0.
Tobias Myers pitched 8 scoreless innings, the only rookie to do so twice this year. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias was attacking, which he's been most times. You got to put Contreras in the conversation because Contreras really did guide him through.
Myers on the Brewers' defense.
They're amazing every single night. I don't think they get enough credit. I think they're amazing.
That's Tobias Myers. The series wrapping up today. An update tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com. WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather.
With a high pressure system overhead, we're seeing mostly sunny skies. However, a few clouds building in this afternoon could give way to some scattered sprinkles. Otherwise, a nice lake breeze keeping our highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
You know you should be glad. You know.
You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJM with the loneliest number.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Yeah, but there's one even worse.
Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Oh yeah.
Something tells me I'm into something, something.
listened. Even though you didn't specifically say Herman's Hermits, we just like them. We put them in. Anyway, local news, Timeless Hits back on WRJN. And with me right now is my buddy, Rich.
Cindy, how are you?
I was hoping you would just start talking. So I
caught you off guard. My goodness. Now, I have an interesting problem right now. My sandwich is staring at me, and it's one of those things where it's like it's so big that it looks like it's staring at
you.
Yeah,
just ignore it.
Okay, I'll be fine. Well, no, I can't ignore my lunch, but big deals today. Yes. So, Personal Touch by Julie. So, it's a family-run flower shop. Real brick and mortar location. It's on the corner of Spring Street, Newman, and Mount Pleasant. Lots and lots of flowers for any occasion. So we're doing the WRJN Big Deal of the Day. You may have heard it earlier today, but you could purchase $40 gift certificates for the Personal Touch by Julie for only $20 today. WRJN Big Deal. So you go to WRJN.com. You click on that Big Deals tab at the top of the page. It'll bring you right to the storefront. Look for the Personal Touch by Julie. It'll be right there on the front page.
You know, that's the first thing I did this morning when I saw it was Personal Touch by Julie. And I wanted to do it before, but I didn't have the phone app on there. So thanks for helping me.
Yeah,
thanks for
absolutely.
Helping an old woman put a app on her phone. What is an app? But got the Big Deals app on my phone. So right away when I first came in, I said, oh my God, it's her. I've been wanting to get her her certificate. So I already bought one this morning. So
this is a big day today. Big deals and the Brewers coming up
yes.
right at the bottom of the hour. This is a big one. This is the rubber game of a three-game set between the Brewers and the Pirates. Paul Skenes, the young rookie, now all-star pitcher, for the National League, for the Pirates, is going to be starting against the Brewers this afternoon at American Family Fields. You're not going to want to miss this one. It's going to be right here on WRJN.
1400 and WRJN 99.9. Racine at 98.1. Kenosha.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's trusted experts in floral artistry for over 40 years. They deliver beautiful, handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions. On the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road in Mount Pleasant. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a runaround sewer.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Got a gorgeous day. First time in a long time I'm not talking about showers. 73 right now.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool.
Oh, no.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. There were one other hit, right? I can't think of any more hits that these two that they had.
I'll be Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah. Which I played last hour.
That's right.
Oh, it's the Sam the Sham today? Oh, my goodness. And a Brewer.
Sam the Sham Thursday.
There you go. Hey, Harbor Market. You've gone to ever seen Harbor Market?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Oh, great. Well, this show just... Yeah. Well, anyway, tonight they got a great band, The Forecast. They didn't do last week because of July 4th, but yes, they're doing it tonight. A lot of great things to look at and buy. The only thing they're saying is just not to have pets on the ground or near that area because of insurance reasons. Yeah. You know, so I get that. But anyway, The Forecast is going to be the band tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you get a chance to do that. Salmonorama tomorrow. They're going to have fireworks at that tomorrow
night.
That's
what I've heard.
Yeah, to kick it off. That sounds a lot of fun. Plus, who doesn't like salmon?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of State Assembly and State Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races in battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man shot by police after firing a gun in Cliffside Park yesterday was pronounced dead at the scene. The 37-year-old man was fatally shot following a tense standoff that began when a bystander reported seeing him lying on a walking path. The incident escalated when the man reportedly fired a gun, prompting officers to take cover. TMJ4 reports that the man killed was the son of a woman who had died in a house fire in Racine Monday. We're working on learning more. Salmonorama returns to the Racine Civic Center for its 50th year, and it starts tomorrow. Organizers hope to return the festival to what it once was, with many of the old things becoming new again. In addition to the fishing, there's a full 9-day festival complete with food vendors, daily live music, and an arts and crafts fair. Those organizers have worked out a 5-year deal with 5K events to keep the contest at the Civic Center. Salmonorama kicks off tomorrow afternoon with fireworks tomorrow night. Police are using a pool in Kenosha to keep kids safe. The Kenosha Police Department is hosting a free family swim and water safety instruction event tomorrow night. That'll be held at the Washington Park Pool. It's open to the public, with lifeguards and safety experts sharing tips for being safe in the water. It's a Harbor Market Day in Racine. The downtown market gets up and running at 4 this afternoon in Monument Square. There's fresh food, arts and crafts, and live music. Recommended parking is in the downtown parking ramps. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever, with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.